Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Welcome to this edition of The Piercing Truth with Joseph Pierce. A world of goodness, truth, and beauty awaits those with the courage to turn the proper pages and convert. To better learn where those pages are to be found, here is your digital headmaster, Joseph Pierce.
Hello, converts, reverts, Catholics of all shapes and sizes. I am your headmaster of all things literary, Joseph Pierce.
And I am the headmaster, Catholic guys, custodian of all things, well, you know, mundane and chronological, Mike Church.
On today's Piercing Truth show and classroom, we'll review the historia of one of Britain's most gifted and best-known authors. He was born in 1888 in Kibworth, Leicestershire, England. He converted to Catholicism in 1917 and was ordained a priest 2 years later. One of his signature literary achievements is the sometimes controversial New English edition of the Holy Bible. He died on August 24, 1957. The New York Times eulogy pronounced him the wittiest churchman since Sidney Smith. Who is this literary convert turned priest?
Okay, that's the setup for today's show. Let's bring our presenter, Joseph Pierce, in and see what we can learn to unravel the mystery identity of today's literary convert. Joseph, where should we start our discussion of our regular English guy, actually son of a bishop? You're not going to watch how I say that. Hey, you son of a bishop. Son of a bishop turned priest.
Well, yes, he was the son of a bishop of the Anglican Church, and he was himself ordained as an Anglican priest before getting doubts about the validity of the Anglican Church as a genuine church, and also therefore, in consequence, the validity of his own priestly orders, whether he was actually a validly ordained priest, and whether the Anglican service was anything but a sham and a charade. And so with these doubts in mind, he began the journey towards his conversion.
Now, in another chapter in the book, in Literary Converts, our hero had some communication with another convert that we will talk about later on in a different show, and that was Chesterton. How did these two meet? How did our hero today, our Englishman turned priest, and G.K. Chesterton, how did they meet?
Well, they first of all met through Chesterton's books. Long before our convert met Chesterton in the flesh, he was a great admirer of Chesterton's works. He said, I believe it was in his own conversion story, his own book on his own conversion, he said that that Chesterton's paradoxes became the platitudes of our thought, talking about him and his friends. In other words, the way that Chesterton approached truth in the paradoxical sense became so well known that Chesterton's paradoxes and phrases and catchphrases became so well known to our convert and his friends that they became platitudes. They could just quote them back to each other, and also the platitudes of their thought, the way they started to even approach reality and the controversial issues of the day, including the validity of the Anglican Church in relation to the Catholic Church, etc., that these were very much influenced by Chesterton's books.
Well, let me just follow up on that and talk about some of the other works that might have influenced our literary convert today. And this is a book that we run into if we read your book, Literary Converts. You run into it several times in the early chapters. And it is a book called The Light Invisible, and we will actually cover the author of The Light Invisible on a future episode of The Piercing Truth. What can you tell me about The Light Invisible, and why is this? Why does this book keep popping up over and over and over again?
Yes, The Light Invisible was actually written by another Anglican priest who's also on the path to conversion. This particular Anglican priest was not just the son of a bishop, as was our as was today's literary convert, but actually the son of an archbishop. And I say we'll discuss that particular literary convert later in the series. But his first book, and the only book he wrote while he was still an Anglican, was a book called The Light Invisible. And it sort of embodied a quasi-Catholic, pseudo-Catholic, Anglo-Catholic, whatever phrase you want to use, sacramental view of religion and the presence of, if you like, supernatural power in the in sacramental reality. There was very, very Catholic in its inspiration that, if you like, one could read that and predict or prophesy the future conversion of the author. And it was a hugely influential book, a best-selling book at the time when it was first published, I think in 1903, so right at the beginning of the 20th century. And the very young teenage convert of whom we're speaking today read that book and was profoundly influenced by it, and was profoundly influenced thereafter by the author of that book, and of course would have been very aware that particular author, just a year or so later, became a Catholic and a priest.